Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. How may I help you?
Hi, Asia. My name's Chaz. I'm in the security department for JetBlue Credit Card. We have a mutual client on the line, and this call may be monitored and recorded. We just wanted more information on the purchase. Is there any way you could help us?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Now, you just let me know what you need. He is on the line with us. We have a Mr. Matthew Benson.
Okay, can I start out by getting the zip code, please?
Mr. Benson, they're going to be asking us some questions about your account. So.
I'm here. 02809.
Can I have your name?
Matthew Benson.
Okay, and can I have you verify your address for me?
First of all, no. You can tell me who you are.
We're
well,
a third party.
Mr. Benson, we're calling the First Choice Electronic Company. So that's
what do you do? Do you sell electronic hardware or software? What do you do?
We're a third party call center. We provide customer support for several different online companies. So in order for me to help you, I'm going to need you to verify your address.
8 Lila Jean Drive, Bristol, Rhode Island.
Okay, hold for just a moment. So by looking at this account, it looks like you got our Wi-Fi booster. You paid the shipping fee, which is $7.45, and you was also enrolled into our monthly Gadgets Club, which explains that to you in the terms and conditions. And we also give customers $125 gift cards that you can use online at an online gadget store, but you will be billed around $56.95 every month.
Okay, I have no clue who you are. I did not do that.
Okay, so
I don't have an online gadget. I have a Wi-Fi right here from i3 Broadband. I have no booster, nothing.
Can I ask my agent that we called, could this be associated with Roku at all?
Did you order a Wi-Fi booster online, sir, and paying the shipping fee for $7.45?
No.
So
I'm looking when did I do it? What date was the $7.95?
January the 7th, 2022.
January the 7th. Let me take a look here on the statement. Okay. They didn't work. Just a minute.
Okay.
I'm working on it. Thank you. Well, it's a charge to my card, but I have no idea who you are. This one's in Fort Lauderdale. The other one's in Pennsylvania. I don't know who you are.
So you don't recall paying the shipping fee for $7.45?
No, I don't need a Wi-Fi booster.
Okay,
I don't have one.
Thank you. What I'm going to do is get the account canceled and get you transferred over to our fraud department. Hold for just a moment.
Hi, Mr. Benson. I'm still here.
Okay. Well, they're into me for over $175 now. Do I get that back?
Well, this merchant is providing us more information. I think the young lady is getting us to the department where we can get that answered. They seem to think that you entered into the interaction legitimately, so...
No,
and
I do want you to confirm,
I do want you to know that we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anybody who could have placed this order without your knowledge. So I do want you to just confirm that you never made any of these charges. Is that correct, sir?
That's correct. I've never heard of you before.
Yes, sir. So I'm going to get you transferred over to our fraud department so they can assist you, okay?
I can tell you right now, I am so non-tech, I wouldn't know what to do with a Wi-Fi booster. I struggle. I have no idea what all that stuff is. You should have seen me try to put a booster onto the TV. I would never have done that on my own.
So I'm going to get you transferred over to our fraud department so they can assist you. Thank you for calling Customer Support, and I hope you guys have a great day.
Thank you.